CEOs, civic leaders, entertainers, and entrepreneurs. They all have something in common: the drive, vision, and heart to achieve success. Steve Klein is a renowned business consultant, author, and host of Playmakers Talk Show. Each week, he introduces you to fascinating personalities who will inspire, educate, and motivate you to persevere and find your own success. And now, here's Steve Klein.
Henry Ford II said, "Progress comes from discontent, not complacency." Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today are two playmakers who are not complacent. Our first Playmakers company can get you tickets to any sporting event, including the Super Bowl, the World Series, and the Olympics. Well, our next Playmaker is in the recycling business, but doesn't own any collection trucks or recycling facilities. With us today is a president whose company has been the passport to sports for the last 28 years. Well, our next CEO's company has helped to divert 1 million tons of recycling last year. These great Playmakers are Steve Perry. Steve is president of Golden Tickets. And Ray Hatch. Ray is president and CEO of Quest Resource Management Group. And we're going to begin today's show with Ray. Quest Resource Management Group's president and CEO, Ray Hatch, has over 25 years of experience in both the waste management and food services industries, where he managed large multi-location companies and over $1 billion in annual revenue. Quest Resource Management Group helps large corporations streamline operations and reduce costs by minimizing the amount of waste they generate. Quest uses landfill diversion and commodity market expertise to help clients waste less, pay less, and look good doing it. They specialize in designing and managing custom comprehensive waste minimization solutions. Ray is leading one of the nation's fastest growing environmental consulting firms. They manage the recycling efforts for clients in a variety of industries, including retail, automotive, hospitality, food service, manufacturing, and more. Quest provides recycling solutions at more than 40,000 client locations nationwide. We have a lot to talk about. Ray, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate that.
Well, I mentioned at the very beginning that you don't have collection trucks. You don't have recycling facilities. What does Quest do?
You know, Quest is a management company, Steve, and what we really enable companies to do, first of all, we're a B2B company. Our clients are all, you know, I'll end up using a lot of numbers, you know, and I hate to do that, but I think it's important to describe. We only have about 80 or 90 clients, but those clients have over 45,000 locations. You know, so and those 45,000 locations actually generate close to 1 billion pounds in waste that we manage.
That's still a lot of business.
It's a lot of business. Like I said, 80 clients doesn't sound like a lot, but these are all clients with thousands of locations in many cases. You know, so we have over 4,000, probably close to 5,000 vendor partners we use. So what we do, simply put, is we take our clients who have sustainability needs and issues relative to their waste streams, and we have a partner network of haulers and suppliers and processors that have the ability to handle that. We put them together. And we manage and we listen very closely to our client and their sustainability needs and wants, and we put together programs for them, then we manage them for them. So we're the vendor to those clients, but the trucks and all that stuff are handled, thank goodness, by all of our trusted vendor partners across the country and pretty much every zip code in the country.
That's quite a Rolodex anyway with 4,000 vendor partners.
Yeah, quite a bit.
As a homeowner, I'm used to putting my trash out and mm-hmm. my recycling out. It gets picked up. Mm-hmm. Is this a problem for some of your clients? They need to find someone that can handle all this for them?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's so many different waste streams out there, Steve. The fact is there's a lot of value in trash, and there's one of those sayings I've learned in the business that it's not trash until you throw it away. You know, and it's remarkable how many things can be done. I just, you know, using some numbers and maybe the best story, but it's almost 600,000, right at 600,000 pounds of food waste from grocery stores that we picked up last year. 600,000 tons. I'm sorry, I said pounds. Tons. So I'm not sure what 600,000 tons looks like, but I can imagine it's a pretty large mountain. And until Quest came along, all those tons were going into the landfill and creating methane gases. And if Vanessa was here, she could give you the stats of how many of the equivalent of cars we pulled off the road by doing that. It's a huge number. But we also processed 40 million gallons of motor oil last year, 40 million gallons of used motor oil. So when you go in to have your – if you're like me, and I used to go in and have my oil changed, I never gave another thought to what happened to the oil. Yeah, but it has to go somewhere. So we have people pick it up, re-refine it. It comes back in numerous ways. 16 million tires last year, and this is 1 year alone. 16 million tires that we picked up in process. Again, when you go get a new set of tires, you probably don't put a lot of thought in that. But what happens to them? They come back in numerous ways. And one of my favorite is a term that we use called a circular economy. You know, I'll pick a large retailer, one of their large stores that sells a lot of tires. They pick up a lot of tires. We pick them up. And the equivalent of having their parking lot resurfaced is roughly the equivalent of the number of tires that they recycle every year. So that would be the circular economy. And that's what Quest is involved in doing, is creating those solutions for our clients.
As I'm hearing you say this, they just don't have two bins, trash and recycling. You're going even deeper into the recycling, a separate area for tires or oil or whatever kind of waste. So this can be recycled correctly.
Absolutely.
That rather than just throwing it all together.
Well, the goal of many of these businesses and more every day, Steve, thank goodness, is zero waste. And Quest is in the position to help them do that. One of the things that makes us unique is we can handle all these different lines. There's a lot of people that can do oil. There's a lot of people that can do food waste. There's a lot of people who can do regular trash. But there's very few or none that I know of that can take care of all of those. And so if you had 1,000 locations across the country and whatever type of operation, you had retail, manufacturing, whatever, your goal is ideally to have higher sustainability. And to do that, you need people that can find solutions because you've got all these different waste streams. What do I do with them? Kind of like your analogy at home. I put them in a bag, somebody picks them up. But you know what? That recycling, it's going somewhere and somebody's splitting it out. Because it doesn't all end up at the same place. It's all diverted.
So you're the company that splits this up for
you. Yeah, well, we give them the direction. Then we have companies that do that for us. And then it goes to find the right home where it brings the most value because and I like to plug our website, which I know will be on yours, but there's a blog on there, and we have a tremendous staff of writers as well. And one of the articles that we had that's on there right now is about how companies actually, by spending money to be sustainable, enhance their value, because here's the two big, I call them tailwinds, that we really have in our business. And it's a great space to be in, frankly. The green space right now, we love it. Because our clients, one, are having a lot more regulation. We had a press release a couple weeks ago. We partnered with Sprouts as one of our clients. And there's a regulation in California. I don't want to make a boring talk show about regulation, but it's a real movement that's coming, where you're required in California now, to starting in 2017, to dispose of food waste in a way other than going to the landfill. Well, our clients are going, wow, what are we going to do? So we have a solution.
You're the solution provider for
exactly,
that.
Exactly.
And the website is QuestRMG.com. We're speaking with Ray Hatch. He's president and CEO of Quest Resource Management Group. So with all that, what makes you different from your competitors, if you have any?
Well, we do have them, but again, they're not collective. I think what I was mentioning is that there's people that do something that we do in each one of these categories. But as a business owner and you have multi-units, you don't want to have numerous vendors to manage and deal with. You want to have one if you can. And that's a really key point for us. I guess it's consolidation. And the other thing we're able to do is, besides manage all your properties, we're able to give you data back. Because this is how you, as a business owner, this is how you gain value. You know what your sustainability progress is. You know how many tons you diverted. You know your costs and everything associated with it, because you have one provider, that's us, and we may have 1,000 providers taking care of your needs, but you don't know or care because you have one to deal with and you have one portal to sign into and see all that. And then you can actually ideally put that into your own marketing. A lot of our clients really, really push hard their progress and sustainability with the data we're able to give them.
Are there financial advantages for your clients by recycling the way they are?
Yes, actually, and here's two examples. Well, here's the best example. We just last month, we did a press release with a partner grocery store chain in Minnesota. Well, they're Minnesota stores. Minnesota had just enacted a very large 17% all the way up to 50% tax on landfill tonnage. Well, all of their food waste was going to the landfill because it was cheaper at that time.
Well, this gets expensive.
Yeah, this gets real expensive. And so what you're seeing is this tailwind of that we have of regulation, and governments are really great, I've seen, at giving rules for you to go by, but really bad at giving you solutions and how to deal with them. And that's where we come in play. You know, and the other thing that I think is really valuable for businesses, Steve, is and I'll talk about generations a little bit. We're probably close to the same generation. When we grew up, you and I probably didn't think a whole lot about where our trash went. Honestly, I didn't think about it.
Nobody
did.
Gave it a thought.
Nobody did. And the generation now, my kids, you know, and yours and others like that. That generation is starting to spend their own money, thank goodness, you know, as opposed to ours. They're starting to spend their own money, and they care. They want to know, are the places they're spending money, are those companies, manufacturers, retailers, are they doing what they can to be socially responsible? And in that, it's very profitable for businesses to be able to claim that, because they're going to get business from that generation of people that care, that wouldn't go there otherwise.
So there's money in trash and recycling. Well, how did you get started with all this? You didn't start with Quest. You've been in food service and waste management. How did you get started? What's your story?
Well, I started out in food service distribution. I was a sales rep. My whole career is sales, and I moved into general manager president roles. But, you know, Steve, we're always one of them. We're either a finance guy, a sales guy, or an operations guy. You know, all of us, and I'm a sales guy.
And if you're a CEO, you're in sales anyway.
You better be. Yeah, you had better be, or you're not going to be successful. So I started out in food distribution as a sales rep, and I love B2B, business to business. I didn't know it. But when I started out, I worked for a company called Benny Keith, actually. It's based here in Fort Worth. And I was in San Angelo, Texas, and many, many years ago. And my clients were individual restaurant owners and caterers. And I was fascinated with these folks, you know, because they go up, they fight battles every day. Small business owners are, they're amazing. And so I learned from them, I sold to them, and my job was to help them be more successful. And I learned it's not the products I'm selling, it's the profits that are generated from it that are important. And I guess the point is, whether you're in the food distribution business or in the waste, but we're really a solution provider, we're not a waste company, to your previous point. You're a business, you have a problem, we bring solutions. And it's the same thing if you're in B2B. If we're not bringing solutions to our clients, then we're really wasting their time. You know, I mean, they don't need us. So you better bring value, as long as they preach. So I stayed in that for a number of years. It was a great career. Worked my way up to division president and chief marketing officer, chief sales officer for a $1 billion company in Seattle. Then I was doing some consulting, and this really large waste brokerage company in Connecticut asked me if I would help them out. And I was fascinated by this opportunity because it's a it's an under-penetrated industry, especially at that time. And we're able to go to businesses and actually get them to buy from us while they save money. It's a wonderful thing. And it's great to have clients that are happy with the solutions you bring. So I don't see a large distinction between the two, because both of them are solution providers.
And you're providing value for your clients, too. Tell everybody one more time how they can find out more about Quest Resource Management Group.
Well, the best way to do that, Steve, is we have a fantastic marketing group, and they've got a great, very informative website. It's www.questrmg.com. And in that, you'll be able to find all kinds of ways to enhance your recycling, reach out to the right people that can bring solutions to you, and hopefully enhance your business.
I hope so. Ray, thank you very much for being on Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you, Steve.
You are definitely a playmaker. Ray Hatch is the president and CEO of Quest Resource Management Group. Again, that website is questrmg.com. Don't go away. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back with the president of Golden Tickets. His name is Steve Perry. Back with Steve right after this.
Wipe Out Kids Cancer is a Dallas-based nonprofit organization founded in 1980 dedicated to raising awareness and funding for pediatric cancer research on a national basis. Wipe Out Kids Cancer has raised over $4 million in the crusade against pediatric cancer and spent over 30 years developing programs to not only fight childhood cancer, but to also provide hope and support to kids and families battling cancer. Our mission is to work relentlessly for a day when children are living cancer-free. You can help make a difference. Go to WOKC.org to donate or volunteer. That's WOKC.org.
Operation Kindness is the original and largest no-kill animal shelter in North Texas, having saved more than 80,000 cats and dogs over almost 40 years. On a day-to-day basis, Operation Kindness cares for approximately 300 cats and dogs, with another 150 in foster homes. In the past 12 months, more than 4,200 homeless cats and dogs have received medical care, clean shelter, nutritious food, and playtime until they were adopted into a new forever home. Go to OperationKindness.org to adopt or foster a dog or cat. Donate or volunteer. That's OperationKindness.org.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. We're going to talk tickets this segment. Since founding Golden Tickets on April 25, 1988, Steve Perry's marketing experience, personal relationships, and deal skills have helped the business grow over the last 28 years to $12 million annual gross sales. With a demand for sports tour packages, Golden Sports Tours was added in 1990, which includes corporate sponsorships, internet, and media campaigns, as well as large events. After providing tickets, housing, and hospitality for the Masters Golf Tournament for 16 years, Steve and his partner saw a need for a better type of hospitality facility. So in 2002, they built the very popular 1018 Club. They also saw there was a need for a better way to rent homes for that same major event. So then they formed Diamond Home Rentals in 2009. In 2010, Steve and his partner also saw a need for changes within the ticket broker industry in the areas of software currently available and the lack of control of their own inventory. So they formed Ticket Evolution Incorporated. We're going to talk about all these. But Steve, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Steve, great to be here.
Well, you have four businesses, and then you also helped develop another. What got you in the ticket business 28 years ago?
Well, it all started, I was working for a Fortune 500 company. I knew I wasn't destined to get the gold watch. Through a friend of mine that ended up becoming my partner of starting the company, he knew someone that was actually in the ticket business back in the mid-80s, and they needed some help. And my wife was a manager of a restaurant, and again, I was working for a Fortune 500 company. We had a chance to go out to the Rose Bowl, and then had a chance to go out and help at the Orange Bowl, Rose Bowl, and Sugar Bowl. And it just seemed at the time there was really nobody in the mid-80s there doing it as a real business. It was kind of like behind the van in the bushes type of transactions going on. And we felt somebody really needed to do it as you would a regular business. So we actually took a loan out against my sailboat, and we were really intrigued with Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. So we said, I think we needed to be Golden Tickets, and we started it. And our first order that we ever got from an ad in USA Today was for the Gallagher, and that was the first order, and we still have that framed.
That's a little innocuous compared to where you are right now with what you're doing. We were talking before the show started about scalpers. There's still scalpers out there, but correct me if I'm wrong, back in the 60s, 70s, early 80s, that's about the only way you could get tickets. Is that correct?
Yes, for sure. Outside the venues was really at the time the only way to do it. And I think and that carried right up and through the 90s, early 90s, and then I believe it was a Rose Bowl where a lot of people had thought they bought tickets and didn't end up getting them through whatever tour operator they had used at that time. So in the mid-90s, before they started to regulate it seriously, you know, federal legislation or whatever, a group of us actually got together in D.C. and we formed the National Association of Ticket Brokers. So we have a code of ethics, we have rules and guidelines, and so the government could see that we were going to discipline ourselves, and so people would have a trusted source. And we really think at that time it all kind of shifted from everybody's newness as scalpers to be actually be brokers, like in the stock market, housing market, or whatever. So fortunately, that was a nice change.
So it's becoming more of a controlled business then.
Correct.
I've always heard in major events, like the Super Bowl, it sold out. But my question to you is there a way to always find a ticket for something that's sold out?
Oh, certainly. Obviously, reliable sources is the best route. We unfortunately hear every year, and you know, Super Bowl being one of our major events, is that through Craigslist and other sources, there are fraudulent tickets, stolen tickets. And so there is, unfortunately, a lot of people every year get in trouble trusting the wrong places. But the only thing that really changes is not that it can be gotten, but what the current market situation is, where the game is, what teams are in it. That has a huge effect on the ultimate price that it's going to be sold at.
Well, obviously, the Masters is real big for you, or you wouldn't have started the additional companies. But what else is real big, aside from the Masters and the Super Bowl?
Believe it or not, those two are still the biggest. You do get different events that do come up, depending on the NHL Finals or the NBA Finals, and, of course, the World Series. Being living right here in Plano, I certainly would love it to be the Texas Rangers in the World Series every year. I think that'd be nice for all of us around here. But it changes year to year, but obviously, for the most part, for the big events, it's Masters and Super Bowl. Again, we really thought this was going to be a big year for the Olympics, but I've got some of my team down there working that event because that is an event that we do. But with all the problems problems they have. Unfortunately, this go around, they put a really nice Olympic place in a wrong place.
That does happen. So you started Golden Tickets in 1988. 2 years later, you started Golden Sports Tours. What was the impetus for that, and what do you do with Golden Sports Tours?
At the time when we were, you know, positioning ourselves for major events, being just selling tickets, we had a lot of people coming back to us. Can you get us hotel rooms? They're all blocked. We need transportation to get to the game. And we saw for a need for those services being provided. We don't get involved with the airfare. That's something we stay away from. But the land package, we call it, the rental car, the transportation. And we've also, for the past several years, we have a big tailgate party at each Super Bowl. So people can come to that for 4 hours, have a great time, see some celebrity ball players, and then walk over to the game and have a good time.
In other words, what you're telling me is, aside from airfare, you'll put the whole package together for me, and you'll have a party for me, and I'll get to meet celebrities.
Oh, for sure.
Is this for most sports you have, or just for the Super Bowl?
Mostly it's just for the Super Bowl, and we do have a lot of the golfers that come to our Gary Player, and a lot of them come to the 1018 Club. So it is a lot of well-known golfers end up coming to my place there. Actually, SiriusXM does their broadcasting from my place during that week of the Masters, so it gets pretty exciting. On the other events, we do have available to us different athletes and parties, but that's on a group-by-group basis. We generally don't have all those pieces and parts unless a company comes to us and requests us to package it. So we do a lot of custom packaging for that, and we do have what you would call more the cookie-cutter stuff, the typical NFL game in every city, every game, and we have typically rent a car, the hotel and the ticket, and then if you want to upgrade to a better seat or upgrade to a suite, we obviously have those available.
So my guess is the majority of your business is that cookie cutter generic package, but you do have companies that want something special, and you'll find a way to put it together for them.
Oh, definitely. No, that's not a problem. We do have different companies every year. They want a suite to the Super Bowl, or they want to have an exclusive party at the Masters somewhere, you know, in town there with some of the well-known golfers. So we do customize to whatever they need.
Let's talk about the Masters for a moment, because you have the 1018 Club. You have Diamond Home Rentals. How big is that to Golden Tickets?
By itself, it's just an added piece of the puzzle. We make people, if they just need a Masters badge, fine. If they need a home, which is a very popular thing to do for the Masters more than any other event, we have hundreds and hundreds of homes listed. A lot of corporations like the three homes on the cul-de-sac, and they have all their guests or their customers in those homes. Kind of a local flair to our 1018 Club, Kent Rathbun, who has several restaurants around the area, Jasper's and Abacus and some of the others. He's been handling all our food service at the 1018 Club for the past 3 years. So we've had a great time, and that has brought a lot of people from the area wanting to get out to the Masters.
Well, we talked before the show started about how your business has evolved, because you started in 1988, and really that was before the internet. So it was by mail and by telephone. What's your business like now? How has it evolved, and how is it different from when you started 28 years ago?
Well, it's needless to say, almost in any industry or anything like that, it was all, you met every client you had. They either came to your office and picked up the ticket.
Yeah, the ticket was a tangible. You had to hold it. It had to be given to somebody.
Yes.
Or mail to somebody.
And fortunately, for the major events, that is still the case. I think that'll be a slow transition. But all your regular team sports, a lot of them PDFs now, or they can send a ticket through your email, through your smartphone. So there's a whole lot of different ways. Initially, when the internet came out, people were very reluctant to be able to give their credit card and assume they're getting something. And I think that is obviously all changed, but I still say you've got to know who you're doing business with. Even on the internet, you'd want a company with a reputation, with a good, better business bureau record. And you want to know that, you know, when you paid for something and then you're standing on the corner waiting for it, you kind of want to hope it appears.
And if you get it, you want to make sure it's good when you go into that venue. Well, you've been in business for 28 years. What's the secret to your success?
The good news is that there's a lot of people out there that are trying to push you into this and push you into that. We're definitely the soft sell. We answer the questions they may have. They may not be familiar with the venue. They may not be familiar with the good seats, the bad seats, the preferred seats, and if they're going to an event they've never been to. So we try to be their informational source. And we do a ton of business with travel agents, and we're their experts for their customers. They are doing the the airfare and the whatnot. And so we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of the agents, travel agents, that come to us because they don't want to provide their customers a bad source for the tickets they've added to those packages. So I think we're a very people person, and we're just trying to help solve their problem to make sure they have a memorable experience, not a horrifically bad time at great expense.
I would think at certain times of year, your business peaks via email to get tickets, either through travel agents or just clients calling you up. You must have a lot of people handling phones and or the email.
Actually, during the major events, we do blast them out to 20-something people. We basically have 9 of us on a full-time basis. This summer is really much slower for us. I mean, even like right now, the only thing going on is baseball, which they'll have another game tomorrow and another game the next night, or then obviously some popular concerts. But we're very busy in the fall when it's, the football season starts and hockey starts, and then you go through all the bowl games, and then obviously you get Super Bowl and the Final Four and the Indy 500. And actually for the Indy 500, I just had substantially about 100 people, all from New Zealand. So I personally went and took care of them at the Indy 500, and that was an exciting time for me and for them.
I can see how in the fall with baseball ending, basketball starting, football in the middle of the season, I can see how that gets a lot bigger for you. But you have 4 specific websites. We have them on our website. Tell everybody where they can find out about anything that has to do with Golden Tickets.
The easiest place is goldentickets.com. Actually, that is a relatively new site. We're very, very proud of it. It's quite state-of-the-art, way different than all my competitors. Very easy to get around, very easy to find exactly what you're looking for. Of course, if you are looking for a package, it'd be goldensports.com, which does all the same kind of stuff to be able to find that hotel with the ticket, with the car. And then if the Masters is the focus, I strongly recommend not doing that event without including the 1018 Club. And, of course, it's the 1018club.com. And then the home rentals is just diamondhomerentals.com.
Well, you're in the experience business, and there's a commercial on TV for another company unrelated to Golden Tickets, but it's not buying something, it's the experience. And you mentioned the 1018 Club. With everything you're doing, you're giving somebody an experience.
Oh,
something they will remember the rest of their life.
And in a lot of cases, it's the bucket list experience, and watching the people, just know that they just had the time of their life. It's been very fun to do that. It's a very hectic week out during the Masters. It's our hardest week. We're working from 5 a.m. till midnight, 5 a.m. till midnight. But we have to accomplish a lot of things in that week. But we certainly do, and we look forward to it, the beginning of it, and we look forward to when that week ends.
Well, Steve, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
I'm joined very much. Thanks, Steve.
Steve Peary is the president of Golden Tickets and his other companies, which are on our website, playmakerstalkshow.com. This has been a terrific show. Thanks to both of our playmakers. Again, we just had Steve Peary, president of Golden Tickets, and our first guest was Ray Hatch, president and CEO of Quest Resource Management Group. Thank you very much for joining us. Join us also at playmakerstalkshow.com, where you can get all of our replays and past episodes. That's playmakerstalkshow.com, and we're going to be back next week with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join him again next Friday at 3 p.m. for another sit-down with DFW's most interesting playmakers.